guys. It's a fair one with Tommy Pope and Shane Gillis.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, dude. Shane's coming in real fucking hot.
Just got off.
All four tires. You drove in from Philly.
Oh, I took the train.
Oh, you did? That's why the old pops train. Out already, huh?
Yeah, had a little bit of vino on the train.
On the train,
dude.
Yeah. Look good. You look thin.
Thanks.
Still killing it with the...
Well, not right now. I'm drinking beer and wine.
I haven't seen him in 3 days. I know this seems like it's fake, but yeah, I haven't seen you.
I know. Well, we're going through some...
Changes. We're going through some changes.
Crisis.
Yeah. Crisis.
Real fucking crisis.
Yeah. You guys okay? You want to, like, talk about
it? No, we're not going to talk about it.
We don't want to fucking talk about it.
Don't talk about it. That's fucked up.
If we want to talk about it, we'd move right into it.
This is not the time nor the place.
We're in crisis.
Get up here, Ian, you fucking Jew.
So we're joined by our gay-ass fucking friend, Ian.
Ian for dance. Gay as fuck.
Gay, Ian.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's,
gay, not gay,
oh,
not gay.
Beautiful.
Hey, Ian.
Dude, I'll jerk you off right
here, buddy?
Dude. What's up, man? How are you?
Yeah, so we usually get a little prep time to say hello to each other, but this was full bore right out the funnel, and I like
this. My train got canceled.
Yeah.
So then they put both trains on to one. So I was sitting at the fucking dining table with three other people.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Dining table?
Yeah, the whole train was
dining.
So full.
You said a dining car?
Yeah.
Shit.
The whole train was that full. There were no seats.
I always thought that was a myth. I didn't know there was like a fucking dining car.
I was in the dining car at a booth with three people, and my phone died.
You're staring right ahead?
Dude, my phone died. They all had laptops. I was just like...
They were just typing. I'm sitting with a special needs boy.
Just sat there, and then they were like, you can buy wine at the dining car.
You get fucked up on the train.
Yeah.
So
I bought a bottle. I drank the whole bottle in front.
I know
of
you. You play fucking 5 hours a day of Red Dead.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into a dining car, are you not trying to snipe people in your head?
Just fucking
whole
pistol whip.
Just seeing red dots on people's foreheads. Like if
going
I put
fucking...
this in slow motion, I could hit all three of these old ladies.
Yeah, dude.
Ian, are
I
you
should
also
drink
a
more
teenager?
No, I don't play Red Dead.
No, dude, he got me hooked.
Just beat Spider-Man.
That's your fucking problem.
Yeah, dude.
Red Dead's too much. It's too much.
It's not.
It's not. Too much of a world where you
But you
get
did play Spider-Man?
Distracted. Yeah, yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So you fucks with it.
20 years I didn't touch a video game. Red Dead is
you
not
play
too
Red
much.
Dead?
Yeah, he got me.
Fun.
Yeah, he got
he
me.
Gets fucked up and plays Red Dead at night and just...
5 hours.
Great. It's really fun to watch. He just goes and tortures villagers and shit.
I used to try to get... Like, I'd get high and play, like, Call of Duty, and then just die over and over.
Well, Call of Duty's different.
So that's tough. Up. Now, that's a lot. I feel like Call of Duty's too...
And then I get high and, like, play and be like, there are people actually in war right now. Like, lose my mind.
One time, I was playing Call of Duty with my friend Jamal. He's black.
Uh-huh.
Get out.
Yeah. He is black.
Call of Duty.
That'd be funny if he was Chinese.
Yeah. Some chink Jamar.
Jamar.
Don't say chink. Anyway, it's not funny, Jimmy. So we sit down to play, and this dude's obviously just screaming the N-word.
Uh-huh.
And it's just me and my black friend Jamal playing Call of Duty.
Oh,
and
you're playing live online?
Yeah, we're playing online in my parents' living room, and people are screaming the N-word.
Oh, my God.
Screaming the N-word. Like a prank caller on this show.
So it's like Reddit,
but then
like Reddit plus video.
I look at him and I'm like, how's that make you feel? And he was like, I knew you were going to say some fucking gay shit like that. Like, how's that make you feel? I was like,
was he playing or just watching?
He was playing.
Oh, nice.
He was playing and getting killed and people were screaming the N-word at him. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, we also got a good crew. We got some guests. I don't think we say this enough here, but you guys can contact Compound if you want to come watch the show live and watch this debacle and, you know, shake hands with some of these. You're vaping right fucking now. If you want to see Ian vape live, you can come and sit on the fucking bleachers and just, I don't know, imagine how many stories you'd like to throw him out a fucking window. Is this weed or cigarettes? I thought you
cigarettes.
Were quitting smoking.
I'm trying to.
That's not how you do it, you
dick. Yeah, it is. I've had two today. I went from over a pack a day to I've had two cigarettes.
How many?
They
how
say
many,
that's how many vapes do you?
Thank you.
Wait, how many
yes.
pods do you go through a day?
Pods?
How many Juul pods do you go through? A Juul pod is 20 cigarettes.
A Juul.
Yeah, he doesn't know
equivalent.
What
it is. A Juul pod, it'll last me 2 days.
All right, so you're smoking,
10
you're still
cigarettes
smoking
a day.
10 packs or 10.
But it's not the same. My gums are bleeding. They're not bleeding anymore.
You're going to get fucking popcorn lung.
It's still bad for your...
What the hell's popcorn lung?
They think it's going to be the next thing linked to vaping.
This fucking doctor on the couch.
Shane, have you ever seen two dumpsters fighting? You're going to get popcorn lung, and then I'm going to try to eat your lung. I've seen two homeless people with long fingernails claw each other's neck. The fuck is popcorn lung?
You should have.
Showtime!
The walls of your lungs start to separate, and they fucking get hard. They call it popcorn lung.
And that's from this?
Yes, from the glycerin, they think.
So how the hell am I supposed to quit smoking?
Cold turkey, baby.
Dude, none cut his hair, and now he just teaches.
Sick, dude.
He just teaches everybody. Yeah.
None, you look like you support our president, dude.
Does
you
he
look
good?
A fucking man, dude.
Looks good.
Yeah, dude.
Looks good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Also, we wear black on the show from here on out. I think everybody here looks
wow.
It's a good squad.
Look at that.
It's a real good squad.
Last week, too.
Yeah, I feel good about it. Get off the couch.
Is that a woman talking?
Yeah, that's not a compound media. Show me your dick.
Wait, how long have you been smoking?
Since
30 years.
My first cigarette was when I was 12.
He's from Delaware. He has to.
And then I stopped. And then consistently since 21. Mm-hmm.
Did your parent or did your mom also smoke? Were you like a house you could smoke in the house? And
No. But those are the cool houses.
Those are the sick houses.
Nothing felt cooler than smoking with my friend's parents. Dude.
And then the same parent, you could drink at like 16. You're like, yeah, come down my parents' basement. Like, where you crack beers right in front of their dad. And I'm like, this is cool. He's like, yeah, it's cool. That kid dies in like 5-6 years after that.
Nothing
they
cooler.
Do die. Those kids do die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure, those kids.
Yeah.
I knew of a couple of those
yes.
kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
RIP, dude. Getting into heroin and shit.
Yeah, and then they die hugging a tree.
And then they God fucking damn. Die, dude.
Mm-hmm. Poker games were fucking lights out.
We used to play beer poker.
We had a lady that would let us watch porn.
What?
My one friend's mom would just be like, yeah, you guys can watch porn.
And she's in the room?
No, she would leave, but then we would all jerk off.
She would leave, and then a painting in the background would just be like...
Wait, you would all jerk off?
You see her slide in.
She was definitely into it.
Yeah, of course she was in shame.
Yeah.
You're just hitting you.
Nah, but we were young, dude. We were young.
Well, first of all, why lead with this story
how
every
old?
Day
how old
of our lives?
Seventh, eighth grade.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Show me your bird right now, dude. Show me that bird.
I'll show you it a lot.
Show me that.
Have you seen it lately?
I actually talked about the fact that you've seen my bird this morning on Real Ass Podcast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's like, how's your bird, Tommy? He was doing a Blue Chew ad. And I was like, pretty good bird. Ask Shane. Shane's seen it. He's like, you Shane's seen your bird. I was like, yeah, we share.
Yeah. He's got a good penis. Tommy's got a good penis out there to the listener.
I saw Tommy.
Oh, that's what I'm saying is if you want to be a guest on the show in the bleachers, just show us your dick.
Yeah, we got
a compound.
One time at his ex girlfriend's place, Tommy pissed in a coffee mug in the kitchen, and I saw your wiener.
Wow. Was it good?
It was all right. It was a hammer.
Stuck with you.
Yeah, it stuck with me.
You saw it.
I think I took a picture of you peeing, not of your wiener.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sure you made the cut?
Do you like wieners?
He likes peeing, apparently. Yeah. More peeing, less wiener. More wet, less bird.
You like wieners?
If it's attached to a woman's body.
Nothing for the wieners. Perfectly formed penis.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. Oh, say that again. Say that again.
God.
Because the lights are making a very loud noise. Can't hear you perfectly.
What was that?
Any fucking
perfectly formed?
The man's a Broadway director, and he knows what he sees, and he knows what he wants.
Say it again.
Yes.
I can't imagine you with anything but a perfectly formed penis.
Not gay. That's fucking not gay. I knew you were going to do that.
So gay. Jimmy shows up every week and tries to fucking suck Tommy's dick.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy.
That's what?
Crazy.
One day, I'm going to limp out of here like a wounded elk.
I don't know.
And you're going to get your wish.
Really?
Yep. That old soft, floppy bird.
Can we talk about crumbs?
Yeah, bad week. Bad week for crumbs.
Jimmy, what's going on, bro?
What are crumbs?
What are crumbs?
I'm right near the mic. Can you hear me? Is that better?
What are crumbs?
It's cum.
Oh.
Cum count.
We were trying to count how many times Tommy cummed this year. Then we got into a long fight about whether or not sex counts for no reason. And then we stopped counting.
When it count comes, it's a good fight. You're fighting.
I can't get into this argument again.
It's
I'll
a good fight.
I'll fucking kill myself if we argue about this again.
About how many times?
How many times you came
Why here? Wouldn't sex count?
No, hold on.
That's what because I said.
No, no, no.
There's no explanation.
Yeah, there absolutely is. It's very sick.
Ian,
Jimmy, shut up. Ian. What? His original conversation to me. It was, you jerk off too much. And I was like, yes, I beat off way too much. It was 4 to 5 times a day at the peak.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. Yeah, and he's like, all right, so that's the element of the conversation. That's where
you
it starts.
You jerk off 4 or 5 times a day?
No, that's well, that's at the peak.
You shut your mouth!
Fuck yes.
I'm the only one here that actually knows how often he comes.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Yes, dude.
Fuck off.
Shut the fuck up, skirt.
We talked about last week like where that comes from and like whether it's anxiety or being hungover. But that was the fundamental objective in terms of our crumb count. That was it. That's all we were counting. It was like how many he wanted to lower.
Wasn't it?
Yes, it was. You wanted to reduce the amount of crumbs.
No, this is it. This is this simple. I said you jerk off or come at an astronomical rate. So let's just count mine. This is it. It was a joke, and I said out of nowhere, I was like, my New Year's resolution is to count how many times Tommy comes this year. Uh-huh. That's it. End of fucking discussion and
anymore.
Argument.
We have a cum counter every fucking week.
Something completely simple, and Tommy was like, but I gotta anxiety in it. I gotta put it up here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Almost perfect.
Yeah. You come. It doesn't matter how. You're coming.
Should we take a quick look at the scoreboard? As of last week, Tommy had 45. Still in January, guys.
Why is it coming when it's actually going?
I love how it's 2019.
45 a week late.
It'd be great if 2019 turns to 2029. Everybody continues to count. Pedro still has one. Nick Pedro.
I go cummy.
Doesn't that hurt your nut? I have a tube problem, and after I ejaculate, I have a swollen.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Swollen what?
Epididymis.
It's you know what that is, right? Mm. You know what that's caused from? Because I had it. Epididymitis.
Epididymitis. Yeah. I'm very very prone to epididymitis.
Remember the story
that
we talked
by
about?
That guy.
Your brother, but
guy fingered Tom.
The doctor.
It was to make you cry.
Epididymitis.
Yes.
But
added one more.
Nowadays, they only give you the same treatment as if it was chlamydia. It's one.
They give you
or two
like
500
a horse pill,
milligram. Yeah.
Tom got chlamydia and the guy fingered him until he came.
Yeah. And I called it epididymitis. I did some research.
I get epididymitis a lot.
That's not okay, bud. That
tubes.
Means you have. What?
What?
Swollen tubes?
The tube at the top of the testicle.
Yeah, it goes
swollen.
From the testicle all the way through your
yeah, and it's like a spring. What's that mean, doctor?
So that's a buildup of bacteria.
Uh-huh.
And the way it gets through the epididymis, it goes through the urethra.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either through dirty, whatever man you're plowing. It's, you
know, continue.
It's not good.
I haven't plowed a man in years.
If you're getting
forward.
Consistent
wait, have you
epididymitis.
What's that, plowing a guy, dude? You like that? Like
you probably would. Why do you want to know about it?
Like plowing guys? Queer? Oh, you call me gay.
Yeah!
You call me gay.
Yeah, that's right. Who wants to know about it, queermo? What are you fucking gay on?
Hey.
Huh?
Come on.
So I was talking to none.
What? I don't kiss a dude.
Tom, back to...
Back to your penis.
Sex is counts with a crumb. I think a crumb has to be laid on something... Other than inside a woman or inside a condom. A
what the fuck?
Jimmy, you don't know a goddamn thing that you're talking about.
Isn't a crumb has to be on the friggin' blanket?
This is what bothered me the most. This is what bothered me the most. Outside parties got involved in this and started being like, well, this is what a crumb is. It's like, listen, McCusker's brother came up with crumb.
Yeah.
We all call it crumbs. A crumb is any crumb.
No, crumb's a crumb. I get that. That's not what I'm saying.
That's it.
No. I'm differentiating for our sake because I wanted to count how many times I beat off.
Okay, but then we can keep it that.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I needed to hear. Yeah.
You'll never hear from me again.
No, because I think it's more embarrassing. Like, let's say if I had sex 4 times in a day and had, like, a good run and only jerked off once.
That sounds exhausting.
Yes, whatever. You won't know, like, the median age or, like, the average
median age.
What? Well, some of them are some of them are very old crumbs.
Oh, we're back to this argument. It doesn't matter. A cum is a cum. It doesn't fucking matter.
All right, so this week is...
You're going to make me start drinking again. What the hell is this conversation?
Makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Guys, I never wanted to do this.
All right, let's move forward.
I'm filled to the brim with cum.
We know.
I would love to jerk off all over this crumb counter and ruin it. I don't want to continue to fucking...
How long does it take you to jerk off? Are you watching porn every time?
In and out, dude. In and out. I will imagine that fucking... That carpenter's union hat with a giant tit on it, and I can beat off in 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Very talented.
Wow, you have the libido of a rapist.
Yeah. Of the face.
Wow! Now you have a little volley. Huh?
Wow.
A little volley back
there. Made me crumb.
Wow, dude.
Anyway, I got a... Last 4 days, nada. I haven't jerked off in 4 days because I've been sick.
That's a good
the only time I don't jerk off is when I'm sick.
That's how I talk about smoking.
There you go. If you had like laryngitis, you couldn't smoke.
Keep vaping.
Also, I understand.
Well, my dick has laryngitis.
It's crazy if you jerked off in our apartment.
Yes.
Yes.
Shane. Ian.
You don't...
Listen, dude, this is...
Hey, shut up, Ian. This is an inside
a fucking headshot party. Why don't we... with the slow smoke.
I just learned how to French inhale from Philly,
but there's no fucking slow exhale. Like, oh, catch me.
It's a black and mild.
See the French exhale.
Here I am, just leaning against a deli.
That's it.
Oh, so cool, dude.
Damn, that's so sick.
Fuck.
That's sick. You guys get a close-up of that?
Yeah, I taught myself.
Just French inhale to vape.
Yep. Welcome to my world, bitch.
Wow, dude. All these fucking white trash listeners are going nuts right now.
Uh-huh.
Like, what kind of faggot bullshit is
that? On my level.
That's sick. I appreciate it.
Cheers.
What are you doing? Are you doing better, though, like smoke-wise?
Yeah, I'm... No, thanks. My gums.
He's trying to cheers yet.
Oh.
That's proper. That's more proper.
Oh, God. I'm trying to quit smoking. It's tough. Oh, no, I think my vape's out. Does anyone have a vape charger? Ah, shit. Somebody asked if they could bum a pod off me the other day. That pissed me off. Hey, can I bum a pod? $5 for a pod? I don't bum pods.
You hang out at places that would...
allow that.
You know.
Your hat says bum a pod.
CB? Yeah, obviously people are bumming pods.
I think it was the creek. Yeah. Sorry, I don't mean to bother. Can I bum a pod?
You guys have a pod?
You're clearly not reducing your intake. It's just like a
I know
nervous thing. Like,
well, now I can do it inside whenever I want.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's clearly an up.
I know. I think I'm smoking more. It's terrible.
Yeah, dude, stop.
Just
stop.
Just die from it, dude. Who cares?
I know, that's what I'm trying to
do. What else are you doing?
Yeah, not much.
I'm going to die from this. This thing, I'm very confident I'm going to get cancer.
You want to have a die race? See who dies first?
I'll crush you, although you do fuck dudes. That ups your chance to die.
No, it doesn't.
For sure.
You fucking bigot.
Google that.
You pass out, you're going to wake up fucking swollen
fucking dude's life expectancy.
Nuh-uh. No, they're all on prep. And I wear condoms.
Swollen.
They're all prepared.
Swollen epidermis bacteria.
Yeah.
Speaking of gay shit, Zach from Michigan wants to talk about Abducted in Plain Sight. You see this documentary?
Holy fuck.
Holy fuck. Yo. I saw it.
Holy shit.
Oh, just a girl on the
yo, I was screaming at my TV.
Why?
It's so dumb how it happened.
Yeah, it's just...
The family's so stupid.
And the sister saw her get kidnapped, that one?
The whole family is a bunch of fucking retards.
The mom watched her leave.
Yeah.
Dude, Shane, you fucking nailed it. First of all, shout out Chat Nation.
Yeah, what up,
But you fucking nailed it about the dad admitting about jerking off B.
Yeah.
Jerking off what?
Like, why the fuck did he do that?
Because he's gay.
Mouth,
yeah, he's gay.
The dad's definitely gay.
Well, I'll tell you in a second.
Ian, I mean, of all people.
Fuck you, Zach.
Dude, you Zach calling you gay all the way from Mexico.
Yeah, because I'm a fucking alpha male. Dude, you try fucking a dude. I'm a real man. You fucking puss.
I just pulled into his fucking driveway and hit that fucking park.
Oh, thanks, man. I like you, Zach.
I was just messing with you. But, dude, you Shane, you nailed that point. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Why? I don't get it. So
yeah, he could
just you guys talk some more about that if
and,
he could.
Yeah, we'll
and
get
also,
on this.
Also, why
right now.
why did B settle for a hand job?
I don't know.
Make the dad blow you.
Corner them
all. B.
From the top, I'll explain this to you. There's a documentary on Netflix called "Abducted in Plain Sight." It's about this.
Do they count crumbs?
Well, no.
They did kind of. Yeah.
Technically, they did.
Technically,
yeah,
the FBI did.
Yeah, the number's like really sad.
The FBI was like 45.
Yeah.
This is 3 weeks in.
Who is this, Tommy Bope?
It's a lot of cops.
This dude moves into this neighborhood in Idaho, sends this family a fruit basket, he's instantly obsessed with the daughter. So he, from the start, is just...
And he's like a handsome, hip slick, and cool motherfucker.
Cool dude in that town at the time.
Yeah.
He figures out he needs to get this daughter. She's like 11 when he moves in.
Nine
when he moved in?
Yep.
9/11. I get those mixed up.
Well, at least you're not forgetting.
I would never.
Yeah.
I would never.
Never forget.
Let me tell you something. That was seamless brilliance.
Thank you.
All right?
My dad actually died on 9/11. He was one of the hijackers.
Oh, my God.
Osama Phil Laden.
I don't want... Get me a fucking bell in here. I want a bell.
It's a new twist on the, my grandmother died. And
hey, let me tell you, 9/11 was a rough one for me. Hey. My dad died. He was one of the hijackers. But,
what's happening?
Oh, yeah, he's giving us a bell.
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
All right. Wow.
Continue.
Wow, they act, that's Compound Media, dude. Yeah. Anyway, it's about this guy who rapes this girl.
Long story short.
But yeah, he infiltrates the family by making out with the mom.
I can't get over some of
it. Some of Phil Laden, dude. He seduces the mom. So she hooks up with him. Then he fucking gets a hand job from the dad.
So he's got dirt on both of them.
Oh, wow. Then he goes out and hangs out with the dad. They're in the car, and he's like, man, I haven't had sex with my wife in a while. I'm real fucking...
Backed up.
And he's like, come on, just jerk me off. It'll be... He's like,
this is... It's like the conversation you're going to have with Shane by the end of the show. I haven't come in 4 days.
I'll jerk Tom off.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be sick.
That's how it would go. I would do it, and then I'd cry like that.
It's all backed up.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
He's like... And he's old, so he has, like, the fat thing. And he's like, the worst thing I ever did...
Yeah, it wasn't let your daughter get molested. It was jerk off another man, you fucking coward.
He let his daughter get abducted, and then he's like...
Multiple times.
This dude would expose him for jerking him off?
Yeah.
I relieved him.
Well, why would he jerk him off in the front? So the guy...
That was charming, dude. And they were retarded. It was another...
They were Mormon.
This is what we talked about on the...
No, they're like Methodist, right? Or...
No, I thought they were...
They're not Mormon, right?
They were Church of Latter-day Saints.
That's
Mormon. Is it?
That's retarded. That's
Mormon.
Yeah, right, sorry guys.
You didn't know that, but you know about popcorn lung? Fuck off.
I know, right? Get your fucking religion.
I'm Irish Catholic.
Get your shit together.
Everything else was bad.
Yo, gang, 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 dude. Irish Catholics in the building, dude. You don't hear us raping kids. But yeah, this is another one of Netflix classic genre right now.
Yeah.
Retarded people.
Yeah, just
doing retarded crimes.
Really exposing.
Yeah. This was just a dumb family and a... retarded guy. Well, it was a retarded family, and then a guy came in and raped their daughter.
They're so retarded, their daughter gets abducted by the same guy 3 times.
Wait. Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. My daughter got a blown out asshole.
And she got fooled, too. They were like...
oh, my God, did she get fucking... She's alive?
All it took was
guy was the original Impractical Joker.
Imagine how cool his cruise would be.
Impractical raper. Dude.
What? She was. Try the hot tub.
He was an impractical rapist, and he set up a fucking tape recorder, and it was like he abducted her, roofied her, put her in an RV, set up a tape recorder next to her that was like, hello, we are aliens. You are half alien. You need to have a baby with this man. That's your mission.
Repopulate the earth. Yeah. That's your mission. So more instructions.
She walks out,
soon.
And that dude's sitting there, all like, "Whoa, I think we were abducted by aliens."
Yeah. And she didn't stop believing that until she was 17 years old.
She was all in on this mission.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tricked a retarded girl into.
Not retarded.
Then he had sex with just the tip the first time.
He had sex with her just the tip for like the first year, so he wouldn't break her hymen. I mean, this guy was smart. This guy had it figured out. If this guy put an ounce of that towards
anything else,
like starting a business, you know, stopping smoking. Yeah.
He'd be Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Fuck.
This guy is the Elon Musk of pedophilia.
Is he dead?
Elon Musk?
Yeah, that we're talking about.
B? I don't know.
Oh, B is dead.
B dies?
So B's the Bill's the guy. Yeah, he's the guy.
I didn't finish the documentary.
Oh, you didn't? No. Fuck you. You've been telling me everything. I love how that offended you.
No, I didn't get offended. I think it's funny.
Yeah, he's it's like an 8-part series, one season?
No, it's just one. Episodes. It's just
one
episode.
No, movie. I'm thinking of Ted Bundy.
It's just a movie.
Yeah, it's just a movie.
Ted Bundy was good.
Dude, the woke Ted Bundy backlash.
Just started Ted Bundy. I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
That's going
on. What's the woke Ted Bundy backlash?
On Twitter, like, all these feminists right now are like, people like Netflix need to stop humanizing Ted Bundy. This is white privilege at its peak.
Oh, my
basically.
God. I mean, it is pretty much white privilege.
Wait, what's this guy? This guy got away with 30 murders because everyone was like,
he's a beautiful man who was a serial killer.
Beautiful. He's not a black man, so he didn't murder anyone.
Talked though?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he's in front of charming as fuck. He stands in front of those cameras. He's like, this is bullshit.
Well, what's the difference?
Oh, dude, he makes
the difference between him and any politician is that he ends up killing people. But it's worse as a politician.
These politicians deal with legislation, man.
He kills a lot of people.
Yeah, and but it is if you want to call it that, it is fucking white male privilege or whatever, because he got away with murders because he wasn't an uggo, he wasn't poor,
he was in the 70s.
Yeah, it was also the early 70s.
Yeah, dude,
and
there was no fucking
technology.
He was the technology.
First person they ever called a serial killer. They didn't know what that was.
Exactly. So let's talk.
How about the Atlanta murders? That guy killed how many people? 30-something? He was black. They didn't catch him. That wasn't white.
All right, this is a moot point.
Yeah, but they caught him.
Yeah, what is that about? This is not about racism.
Black serial killers in your pocket.
Time and technology. Time and technology. The only thing that matters
as
in this story.
A white male, I don't like people using Ted Bundy as the pinnacle of white privilege.
He is the pinnacle of
the
white
pinnacle
male power.
Pinnacle.
Yeah.
But, dude, this
what about OJ, dude?
Everyone.
What the fuck about OJ? Now we're getting to some real fucking points on this show.
So what are you saying?
What were you saying before Shane said something?
No, I was... There were these murders in Florida. Already they knew the guy's name was Ted. They had a picture that looked like him. They knew about his car. He went away and just like disappeared. And then these girls died in Florida, and they just found an unidentified man. And they were like, "Well, let's give him the benefit of the doubt."
Yeah,
again,
that's what they did
70s.
Up until like
the
90s,
it was
dude.
Written,
right.
It was
well, the big thing in the
70s
is that they're
fucking,
like
there's no computers,
undocumented
there's no
black kids were arrested just because, like, yeah, that was him. Right, like, right, fucking, yeah. Or whites. It doesn't matter. Like,
also, the reason these serial killers thrived in the 70s, one of the big things
there's
is
no
that
connection.
They didn't, police departments didn't talk to each other
that's
because
right.
they were all
yeah,
rivaling
that's right,
each other.
Yeah.
They also, were all other rivals.
Right, yeah. Serial killers.
And there was also a rivalry between the FBI and the police department. Yeah. There was a real disconnect back in the day.
The number one factor, serial killers have no connection with someone they're killing. And almost every single murder comes from a crime
that's
of passion
when they usually
or relation.
Do when they get caught.
Most of the time. So if you kill somebody, you have a reason to. There's a relation there. There's your girlfriend, your neighbor, your landlord, whatever the fuck it is. If you're just a random dude traveling, that's why truckers and all those, and even as a woman, like a hooker, what's her face? You kill and kill and kill. There's no connection.
To this moment.
Dude, none.
They show this in court.
This was dark. But, I hope I strangle her to death.
The same thing as Jack the Ripper. They still haven't solved it.
Jack the Ripper. We're going to go back to the...
Well, I mean, sure. I mean, if you know, we're going to talk about white privilege and...
Jimmy,
what? It's about 1970.
Jimmy, what are you talking about? Talking
Jack the Ripper was? Stick to what you know. Tommy's dick and nothing else, all right?
Yeah. Ian, dunking on your
actually,
bitch ass.
That's actually what I call...
dunked on your old bitch gay ass.
Dude, that's what I call my dick, Tom the Ripper.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God. You compared Jack the Ripper to fucking Ted Bundy and used white male privilege to thread it together. Animal.
Can we watch that Australian video of the axe to the face?
Where? Yes, absolutely.
Oh, with my girlfriend?
Your girlfriend?
The trans chick.
Oh, yeah.
That's the video. Crazy.
Someone took an axe to the face?
Dude.
Yeah.
Look. Tell him to look it up.
Wait, are we done talking about Ted Bundy?
You don't have to. If you have something to say.
it's so creepy. There's one point when he represents himself he cross-examines the first cop on the scene at the FSU murders, and he takes his opportunity to cross-examine this guy to, like, exonerate him, and he just uses it as an excuse for the guy to describe the dead bodies he found.
Oh God, so he got all...
It's so creepy.
He also proposed to his jail wife while she was on the stand.
Yeah. He asked his wife to marry him while he was a lawyer, questioning the witness.
So romantic.
Yeah.
Dude, Ted's the man.
Spoiler alert. Ted's the man. Not anything Ian
That's
said.
All I got out of that
not
show.
Gay.
Oh, my God, this isn't good.
Also, this is Vikings. This is not
crazy.
Oh, yeah.
This dude thinks he's bad as shit, too.
Whoa.
Oh, this sucks.
Oh, no, dude.
Check out my Native American tattoo.
Oh, it's so bad. Watch.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a checkout at Deb.
This is in Australia. They have white people with dreadlocks in Australia?
Oh! That bitch had nothing to do with it. Why is she smoking?
None of
that
those
shit?
People did. She just walked in.
What is the backstory to this?
Really?
She just walked into the 7-Eleven and did that.
Schizophrenic in New Zealand. Hit this dude in the face with a fucking axe.
Oh, you hear about that? Ah, gotcha. Bit of an axe there for you. Huh?
Are you the one that hit him with the axe?
It'd be great if she tried to fill that axe up with gas.
That's demonic.
Leave the petrol station. Hi, how are you? My white dreads have been attacked.
Oh, God, look at all that blood.
I can't believe they're not
God,
dead.
God, it was an axe.
Dude, that took a whole axe to the face.
Oh!
See, the dread saved her. If she wasn't a loser for 3 years,
I can't look.
She'd be dead.
Oh, God.
Damn, he took it to the head?
Yeah.
Face.
Oh,
like took it to the face.
He like has a cleft lip now.
He's a decent looking dude, too. Great barbecue story, though.
All right.
No one is helping him.
You get on these gloves.
I got fired at BuzzFeed.
So what seems to be the problem there?
Oh, I took a bit of an axe there to the face. Looks like you did. All right.
Oh, God. Oh, that's
looks like a turtle out of its shell.
Damn.
Oh, man.
All right.
Whole fucking axe.
You should go home and get some rest.
She really got to the point, didn't she?
That wasn't the best, but
I'm working out.
You're riding that horse.
I had like three.
Was riding that horse
with a horrible accent on top
like,
of an average bun. She really got to the point, huh?
I guess she really wanted to ask her a question.
But I mean, the weird thing.
I hope they can get over it and bury the hatchet.
Oh, a bit of a hitchhitch.
Jimmy, you got something dumb to say? She's waving it back and forth, ready to use. She's like really like loosening up. Why would you stay right there? That would just scare
Jimmy,
the hell
that's
out of
how everyone's.
If you moved
right
out of the way, you would have been transphobic.
No one knows what we're doing.
The axe lady was
the axe lady
trans.
Was trans. Yeah, that's what they got misgendered.
Build the wall. Build the wall.
Then it's all right.
Lock her up.
Yeah, dude, we're letting trans.
Lock her up.
I don't like that. Brady from Colorado wants to make fun of Ian. Brady.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Ian's here and he's gay.
Yeah, bring it on, Brady, you fucking bitch.
Oh, Ian. I'm the bitch and you're the one sitting here with a fucking popcorn lung smoking goddamn e-cigarettes, little faggot.
Whoa!
Whoa!
An observation.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah, yeah. What else do you see? You fucking nothing?
You're not wrong there. Is this Ian Fidance?
Fidance.
Yeah, it's Fidance.
Oh,
you're on the
I'm
phone
sorry.
With Fidance.
I'm not even playing, but I'm actually a fan of yours.
No, fuck him, dude. You stay on fucking ground.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Call him a faggot.
My favorite?
No.
Dude, so many people hit me up and they're like, hey, faggot. I'm like, excuse you? They're like, I like you.
No. You're talking about your mom's voicemails. No one fucking says that.
That's how we met.
Yeah.
That's how me and Ian met.
Your hatred that it became friendship.
Fuck, dude. He was like, what? I was like, you seem all right.
What up, Brady?
Thank you, Brady.
All right, have a great night. Love you, Jimmy.
See you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Hell yeah,
wow.
Dude.
Hey, Jimmy! Hey.
Thank you, Brady.
What a concise fucking happy. Cliff Notes version.
Yeah, you and Robert E. Lee over there should jerk each other off.
Robert E. Lee. Shit. take down the statue. You
need that dude South Rise again.
Wish I were in the land.
Free that cock.
I'm sitting with my legs crossed. Defensive.
Dude, look at the Confederate flag. I mean,
I
Jesus. God damn.
13 colonies.
He's fucking out of work stage hands over here.
That's not the Confederate
look
flag.
Like they're, I said colonies. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
Look like they're waiting for their fucking union rep.
I'm so excited. It's perfect.
Oh, man.
So your son plays O-line?
No. This he ran track for Beacon. He got the foul.
Into the bike, Richie.
Oh. It didn't even belong to him.
Oh, wow. Looks like I'm not the only gay one here.
It fits and is comfortable.
I saw the 72 on the sleeve. I thought I was talking to a father of a hog molly.
No.
Damn, we were about to talk shop.
Oh, fuck's a hog molly?
Puerto Rican. One dog.
Puerto Rican.
Thick-ass hog molly. Offensive one.
Oh, I don't know anything about football.
The hog mollies up front, dude. Clearing
Why are they called hog mollies?
Fat idiots.
Oh.
It's a funny thing to call a fat idiot is a hog molly. Next time you see a fat lady.
Don't call a girl's ass a hog molly.
No, call a fat lady a hog molly.
It's over that hog molly, bitch.
Very funny.
Yeah, damn. Look at her shake that hog molly.
Damn, dude, you're going to let him talk to you.
On you
hey,
right now.
Hey,
not
hey,
going to let her in.
Be respectful.
I bet you she could fuck you up.
Yeah.
I could absolutely fuck you
up.
Whoa.
Carrie.
I mean, let's do it.
I
mean, like a serious fight. I bet you she could.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Ian would fucking destroy her.
Yeah. Any man would beat seven women.
There's this dude. I've gotten this argument so many times.
Yes, sir. Yes, I know.
Isn't it crazy when girls are like, when a female's actually like, I could beat you up.
The best part is like when you watch Live Leak and some girl comes out with like her heels out of a closet and she's like, yeah.
Oh, did you see that video of that guy?
Today.
That just was like, today. Donk, donk. And the girl comes running and he just open palm pushes her away.
It's
brutal.
Google man beats the shit out of women.
We only got 40 minutes left.
Yeah, you're going to make Tommy crumb.
I told you I don't come when I'm sick.
You'll never get through all of
them. How fucking gay is Steve right now? Steve is our roommate.
Why is Steve gay?
I don't know.
Man. Okay. Did you ever get that wall fixed?
No father figure.
Which neighbor drove through?
No.
No. No, because our little fucking Dego landlord, he comes, he goes...
The landlord is...
What?
He's that's it.
That's how he talks. He
goes... That's not an exaggeration. And then... Dude, there was one day...
He pretends he doesn't know fucking English for 35 years.
Weren't there. So I'm just sitting on the couch. This guy keeps walking into our living room.
This is how he walks. Literally.
Over the course of
it looks like. So you'll hear a ding dong.
And then you don't answer it, and he just walks in.
Where's your water? The other one.
Holy fuck. You have no idea how accurate this is.
The other one.
And Shane will be like, what?
I'm mad that he walks in.
Where's the other one?
And then finally, dude, it happens for 45 minutes, and all he's trying to do is get to Steve because Steve's a pussy. So when he sees me, he doesn't like to talk to me because I go, no, get out of here. We're working. We're doing nothing.
What's he got to do with Steve? Why does he want Steve?
Because Steve is
the
fucking
soft version.
Yeah, he's the intermediate. What's this guy get over on Steve? Steve is the liaison. The Irish Mick he fucking is from the Dego Sicilian to the language that this landlord needs to speak to us. So go, give me the soft one. And Steve comes out and he's like, what? And he's like, and I'll say one English word in 30.
And Steve will be like, oh, I get it.
All right, so he wants you to take the trash and make sure the recycling bags are clear and dark and you separate them. And then Steve's like, I'm not doing it anymore.
Dude, he did this. Over the course of 3 hours, he walked in and out of the living room while I was sitting there. He just kept walking in probably five different times.
What were you doing?
I was playing a video game. But every time he came in, it was more and more embarrassing that I was still playing the fucking video game. But he kept walking in, and I was like, what is it? And he was doing, he's like, and I was like, did something change with how we have to handle the trash?
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
So you saw the pics, right?
We're good.
We never showed the pics of our neighbor's car crashing through
the
wall.
The night after it happened.
No, I know. But we never showed it.
I beat Shane in poker.
That was a tough one. And I never lost to a dude luckily in poker. Three or four hands that could have stuck.
He was sober, and we. I got fucked up.
I took Shane's money twice because Shane covered Tommy.
River cards. Yeah, true. I lost him. I lost a ton of money.
Yeah.
Covered
yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah, he covered Tommy, and I took Tommy's fucking Monopoly money and Shane's real money.
Tommy was like, all right, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Damn it, I lost Shane. Can I get back in?
Anyway, you both lost.
Hey, we got this video.
This isn't it, but I like it. This is brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you haven't seen this yet?
No.
Hit pause real quick.
White man punches 12-year-old black girl?
You haven't seen this yet?
No.
You have not seen this. This is.
I haven't seen it.
Just wait till you see it. This is, dude.
But does this white dude get fucking crushed?
No,
the opposite.
Dude drops a hammer on
an 11-year-old girl.
Watch what happens. Here's this.
Jimmy, put your dick away.
Here's what's confusing about it. Apparently, this is what I heard. So I don't know anything, but this is what I heard. That little girl in the beginning of that.
Wait, so you weren't at this mall?
How'd you hear? What do you mean? What I heard? Yeah. What, you got friends on the scene? Yeah.
No. Ian?
Red?
No, Ian, I just don't trust the liberal media the way you do. I don't trust your people's media. You're a gay Jew, right?
Oh, speaking of trusting the media, we got to talk about that Jussie
sellout. Can we shut up? Hold on.
So apparently this little girl that's standing there is a mentally challenged girl.
Oh, my God.
And all these black chicks were fucking making fun of her. Mm-hmm. So then this dude comes out and is like, yo, fucking chill. And then he gets surrounded by a bunch of young black girls, which is everybody's nightmare.
Because they're mentally retarded.
Because they start, you know, squawking at him. And then one of them pushes him. Not that he's dude, this guy's like 6'5", 250.
Yeah.
Why is he there?
I don't know, he's Walmart, he's a dude. He's a superhero.
It's Walmart?
Yeah, you got the fucking black signal.
Yeah. You just heard that. No, but the bronze
fist in the sky. Yeah.
He's like, what's that? The blacks are at Walmart again? I'll be down. But yeah, wait till you see what he does. It's not justified, no matter what they did.
Oh my God.
But apparently they made fun of that little guitar girl. And he came out and was like, you guys better chill.
Oh, they're all acting like it's fun.
Oh my god!
Down goes Frazier.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Oh! That's enough. We got it.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Jesus!
That's the ugliest thing.
All right, we got it.
Do you think she'll ever do that again, though?
All right.
Honestly, you know, if someone knocked Jack the Ripper out, he probably wouldn't be doing that right now.
Big picture is that girl felt she could do that. Now that's been done, do you think that she'll think
twice? They're 13-year-old kids.
I agree. I'm not justifying.
Right. Sure?
I'm not
I disagree with you agreeing.
I'm not justifying.
Let me speak to you real quick. Jimmy's exactly right. This lady will definitely never charge another 6'5", 250-pound man. Mm. But you said it sounded like he was doing her a favor.
I'll answer that question. His intention wasn't doing her a favor. It was wrong.
Yeah.
But in the big picture, inadvertently, he did her a favor.
Look,
if you have an instinct. What?
If you have an instinct.
Right.
To strike someone that you clearly shouldn't at a teenage level. Right. You're fucking me.
I agree. I'm a crazy person
in many ways.
Yeah.
If some even a kid, even if that was a kid, a 14-year-old kid, unless he was, that's not true. If it was a boy, I'd fucking crush him.
Yeah.
There's never ever ever an instance where that man felt threatened.
Or punch a teen girl.
Punch a teenage girl.
He knocked her the
really
fuck out.
That's insane.
Right.
And he pushed her first. Tommy. All you have to do is go, please stop. This woman is mentally dis... If that's the case...
Yeah, he wasn't communicating at all.
Get the fuck out of here.
I, What I saw crazy was she was going right there to punch him. No way left. In,
what would happen?
No, no. What,
Jim,
I don't know. Listen, let me tell you. I had my nose broke. I had my nose broke and my cornea scratched.
Wait, hold on. I've listened to your stories and they go way too long. And if I was closer to you, you'd have three nose broke.
No, I'm not justifying.
You need to calm the fuck down.
I'm not. You're saying I'm justifying what he
did. Let him talk. Let him talk. Let him talk.
I'm not justifying what he did. But she will, now it's in her cerebellum. That's not how you deal with the situation.
Now her cerebellum is fucked up, dude.
No. He knocked her cerebellum right out of her fucking skull.
No, right.
She had to pick that cerebellum up off the floor.
Good learning lesson for her.
Yeah.
To be knocked out by a giant fucking.
Now she's retarded.
Gasoline drinking retard.
Life is a learning lesson, Tom.
Now she's getting made fun of.
For the right reasons or wrong reasons from someone else, you learn.
Let's let Jim talk.
No. That's like saying, like, a girl gets raped. You're like, well, now she won't wear that dress anymore. You can't wear that dress if you don't want to get raped. She's a teenager. She's sticking up for
I think she's a pre-teenager.
Like,
I don't even think it's yet. She's 11. 12-year-old.
You're going against your argument.
No. Well, you're arguing that I'm agreeing with it, and I'm arguing that no. But if you're going to tell me that that girl didn't learn a lesson from that.
Yeah, all right. We all agree with that. Right. But that's crazy.
No, it is crazy.
That's the first thing you took from that video. It was like, well, I bet you won't do that again.
The crocodile bites the leg off a little baby deer taking a drink from water. I'm like, well, you don't drink water
that's
no
exactly
more.
That's exactly right. Right.
No.
What?
No, she's going to be damaged for the rest of her life.
That was a bad analogy.
That analogy had a little popcorn lung in it.
Give me a vape. I'm saying this, she's going to be fucked up for life, and he's already fucked up, and he's ruining someone else.
Also, it's not his job to teach someone lessons.
It's
not related to him.
Gavin McGinnis said something very interesting. That feminism.
Well, here we go.
No.
We don't need any comparisons.
You can disagree.
Yeah.
You can agree or disagree. But
we're
going to
disagree before you say anything.
Third wave feminism teaches women that they're as strong as men, that they can beat up men.
Jimmy.
And
we're not fucking with that on this one.
It can because someone will. There's another video of this high school kid where these girls attack this boy, and this boy beats. He's like 15 years old, beats the girl.
I think that's a straw man. I don't think that has anything to do with third wave feminism.
The behavior. I'm saying that when someone has it in their head, they can beat you up when they should know how to back up
The fact that you're even trying to find any justification.
But also, it's not a justification. It's you learn in life that there are certain aversions. He felt endangered, I guess. It's fucked up.
And so did she. That's why she went back to hit him because he pushed her first.
12 years old.
Yeah, her frontal lobe isn't developed where she can think that far ahead.
I would have never went through a 6'5".
Yeah, but you probably haven't lived the life she lived.
Of course.
Yeah.
And also, it's different experience.
You're not expecting some dude to just start swinging on you. They're fucking, you know.
That's right. You're not going to expect someone swinging on you. That's the point. The world's a dangerous place out there. You have to watch it.
Yeah.
And you can't sit back, he's not going to hit me. Well,
you know what? The world is a dangerous place. We got to start getting guest passes on people's fucking.
Oh, what?
People's shirts coming in here. We can't just let anyone talk into a mic.
Jesus,
it's a dangerous fucking place.
Jimmy, relax. You're fine. Yeah, everything you're saying is fine.
First of all, lower your heart rate, lower your voice.
I'll try that. I love you,
the
Tom.
Amount of rage you got going on right now is
break the mic with that
insane.
Chill
I'm
ass
just thinking
vape,
of you
dude.
Naked right now. I'll come right down. All right.
Jimmy's right. That guy should have beat the shit out of that girl.
Jimmy's right. Yeah. He should have hit her harder.
That's sweet.
I was actually shocked when I found out that guy got no jail time.
Why were you
shocked?
I thought for sure that was.
Why wouldn't he get jail time?
Probably because she put her
assault.
Hands on her.
It's felony assault.
Yeah, right, but it was North Carolina.
It's a hillbilly town. They go by fucking Confederate rules.
He's a piano teacher.
Oh, you don't want to mess up them hands.
And he never touches the black keys.
Yeah, he
bunches
up. Piano,
only
like,
songs on the white. You don't even need that's it. Here in North Carolina, we don't hit them keys. We don't look at them keys.
And
what do you know? The black keys ain't working. All right, take it easy. We call these the end keys.
Here's one of my favorites right in the topic. This is called the slap heard around the world.
Oh, this is great.
You've seen it, right?
Slap the soul out of it.
This
is great. Male and violence is okay if they're not white. all the whites agree.
I don't know when you get mad.
You sound stupid.
Fucking naughty, bitch.
You
damn.
Oh, she swung.
That dude got up. He was like, nah.
Supposedly this guy was a bouncer. He was coming from work.
Rewind that slap. I'd like to see the slap again.
Hey, who's the one right there?
He's fighting a dude. He's fighting a dude.
Oh, okay. Play the one.
But I mean,
the problem is that,
dude, that's a sick eight ball.
They could just hit people without repercussions. You know what I mean?
No, I get it. I get the fucking lesson.
Play the one where the bus driver.
Yeah,
he's not fucking 12 years old.
Play the bus driver where he goes, "You going to jail now?"
Oh, that one.
The uppercuts are
that one.
He's like, "I'm going to jail today."
Yeah.
Leaves his feet. That one.
Oh my
beautiful.
God.
Yeah. Also, what was
beautiful?
Listen, there's situations.
All right.
Yeah,
there's
we
situations.
All.
Situations.
What are you looking at?
That's an adult woman fucking with this dude.
Right.
Different.
Yeah,
girl is a teenager and an adult man.
You don't have to.
It's not race. It's about fucking.
I'm feeling that you're
and
just...
And the one we're going to watch right now, right. This chick is fucking with this bus driver, and he's like, I had enough.
Yeah, really? She spits on him, too.
Yeah, girl.
You're going to jail today.
And that's an adult. That's an adult on adult. Not that it's right.
I'll bring my granddaughter up here.
Okay, well,
bring your
mammy
up here.
I think she spits on him.
What are they fighting? What are they fighting about?
I don't know. Look at this slow uppercut.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man.
Whoopsie.
Oh, my God. That was...
She did take it.
Well, and she got up. Watch, she gets up and comes back in. This chick is tough as shit. Oh my God.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a tough. That's.
I mean, to escalate to that situation is a level brain.
Yes, I agree.
To be the bus driver
on that video, he goes, "If she want to be a man, she want to be a man."
No, dude,
but no,
that's still
not
okay.
Let him talk. Let him talk. Let him talk.
This is that they're in their head that they think they can go and hit somebody like that, maybe 4 out of 10 times. You know, I think 6 out of 10. I think no one's at the point, especially now with the third wave feminists. People are going to strike back. I avoid people like
that. They're in
the
streets, crawling everywhere. These third wave.
but it's the truth.
They're sieging
the
city.
They're taught that they're equal. They're as strong as men. They're taught this, and they believe it.
Is that why you have a tennis ball thrower in the backpack, just in case one of these feminists come running at you?
I don't think it has anything to do with third wave feminism. I think it has to do with the fact that when you get in an interaction with someone, your brain does these things that just make you react, and all logic goes out the window, and you just act. You
don't think ahead. Some people are just fucking lunatic.
Yes,
some people.
Have you seen the video of the homeless guy who pushes the guy into the street, and the bus almost runs over his head?
Yes,
it's like reflex.
Yeah. And he stops,
he just stops like at his head. It's fucking insane.
Yeah,
but it's like, how do you avoid that? It's just there's just lunatics walking around.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I don't think it has to do with any sort of ideology.
I'm
do you really think a girl, an 11-year-old girl outside of Walmart is subscribing to third wave feminism?
What I'm saying, I'm looking at these
specific videos.
She's
got a subscription to Bustle.com.
I don't know.
She just saw the net.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the specific videos and being and seeing a bunch of these on this network all the time. But the point is that there's a reverence you pay to people when you walk down the street. That's something taught. I mean, I don't know. You hit me with these things. Do you think that their brains are this and that? I don't know what their brains are, but they believe whatever it is. It's brain chemistry, but they're also taught that they're allowed to behave that way.
Who are you talking about?
All these
when
women.
You say they.
All these what?
You say that you mean women?
In the videos that we've
He's
seen.
He's talking about women.
Oh, he means women.
I'm genuinely concerned about their brains.
Guys, you know what I'm saying, right? Are you genuinely confused? Like, who's they here?
Okay, the videos that we've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So you're saying women have this innate...
Women in the videos.
They have
there
been
just
taught.
Weren't videos before.
They're fucking...
Women were getting knocked out. They're just
right, no,
videos.
No, I'm not denying that. I'm, no, I'm from an abused... My with... father abused my
there's
mother,
nothing
to be honest.
New.
No, and I
damn.
And I saw that.
So your
no,
mom...
it was. No, I saw it. I saw what was going on, and I had to say to my mother at 12 years old, why are you allowed yourself being treated like crap? And terrified I was going to be killed. So I know these situations.
Yeah.
And then my father could change and change his whole life after he left the family. I know this. I know violence. I've seen it up front.
Yeah.
And my mother wasn't this aggressive woman. She was going, Jimmy needs pants. And he was, and then he smacked.
Well, did you?
You still
yes,
need pants.
I did.
I'll tell you that right
so
now.
Right. No.
Are you
no.
sure you need
but
pants?
There was a certain, there was a certain
he never
tone.
Got them.
And that's
Christmas
true too.
Was lean that year, too.
You're right. But I've lived that.
I'll get him cargo shorts and that's it.
You make your own
nothing
pants.
Comes out of
Jimmy
the
got,
ankles.
Jimmy got pockets out. He got beat over a pair of JNCOs.
My rollerblades keep getting caught up in my back wheel.
I'd be sick if Jimmy was 30. But he actually had those.
I learned a lesson from that.
I know, dogs, Jimmy, but you can't relate that to a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, I'm not... Did I once
listen,
justify
listen, dude, everybody on this panel has a fucked up story about...
I didn't justify what the person did. But I'm saying that part of the problem is that they're told, oh, you can talk to people. You can't talk to someone because half the people will hit you back.
Are yeah, you saying have, we have to check the footage outside of Dwayne Reed's All Around Town of you knocking out teenage girls?
I don't think it's. I don't think they're taught so much as it's a lack of education in terms of how to interact with people. And then when you don't,
ladies and gentlemen, BuzzFeed.
When you don't have money and you don't have a means to have a proper education, you learn things from your surroundings. And a bunch of people believe it's okay to act like a lunatic with no consequence. And then eventually you have a consequence like that. And yeah, maybe she will learn a lesson, but it's like that's not.
No,
okay.
No, also shit. With that, I just want to say, like, if you just go your whole life, like, just running your mouth off
laughing,
and nobody hits you in the face, then
yes,
fucking
100%.
Then
but
like,
they're
you're
also
just gonna keep running your mouth off.
I get it. But when you're a teen, like this shit, I would run my mouth off. Oh, when you're a teen, you're like, pushing Jesus boundaries Christ. To impress your friends,
yes,
and, like yeah. saying
and
the awful thing
like,
to like make
shit.
Your friend.
Do
yeah, yeah, yeah. And when all your friends are around, you're like, well, yeah, I'll step to this guy because it'll make my friends laugh, you know. And then you get knocked.
But imagine
out.
Like
a man knocks you out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Jimmy's initial point though of I bet she won't do it again stands.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we have
evolved. And that's sad. And that's sad that
yeah.
it had to happen that
yeah,
way.
This was my response right. to that being your initial response from seeing that video was, that taught her a lesson. That's
right.
like a weird way to view that.
I know, but that's
the initial response should be, what kind of fucking grown man throws a punch like that?
Yeah, but also you can learn that lesson from people of your own
he's
age.
Allowed to have that
because it could have connected better.
You're wrong.
No.
He's
no,
allowed
I know,
to have that response.
No, you know when I learned that lesson? In
what?
Literally sixth grade.
Yeah.
The first time I ever got in like a true fist fight.
Right.
I thought I was like in control of this conversation. And like I had like two or three friends I was really close with. And this dude, I didn't know what was going on with his family life. This kid, Ron.
Right.
And I was like slapping him in the face, like just like kind of like slightly bullying him, yeah. but he was my football mm-hmm. teammate, my baseball teammate, grew up with him. I didn't know what was going on at home until later in life.
Right.
And I slapped him like this, and he fucking smoked me
that happened
in the
to me
face, and I was
grade.
Like, whoa, this is, now I'm fighting. Now I'm fighting for the first time. I never understood a fight until that point. And come to think of it, you know, what I learned later in years, like he was getting beat by his dad. His dad was beating his mom. He was abused. He was all pent up.
Right.
I would never right. think later in life, mm-hmm. if this came to me, this situation, like
right.
I need to defend myself. This girl's so fucking, she's a teenager. Just being a fucking teen. At what point would you just smoke some girl? Out of nowhere for pushing you.
Jimmy? Maybe I'm wrong. And we can look at the video again.
Maybe she wanted
she
a pair of jeans.
She was trying to punch him, and he just counted right with it. So she left the.
She
no,
charged
no,
him.
She was
she
a, charged
she
him, trying
fist.
To punch
two
him.
2 feet
right?
below him.
Apple what? Bottom jeans.
She should have pushed her. Up, pushed her down. Fire? Yeah, I think he could have pushed her down.
You know what? Maybe I'm getting a little too fucking deep about
no,
this.
No.
The whole Sam's Club looking at her.
Let's get Ron on the phone. Ron? Is Ron available?
My mother was beating me.
The guy who punched that kid probably listens to Compound.
Maybe he learned a lesson too.
He's probably a fan.
Yeah, he's going to be in jail for 5 years. He's going to learn. No.
You know, 2005.
Oh man, this better be a Cliff Notes version of this fucking story.
Kid asks me the time. I look at the clock. He has brass knuckles wrapped around.
Where were you?
I was right in front of my house.
Where?
On 94th and 3rd.
Don't live there.
You don't have to give the address.
Right, yeah. No. I'm right by a cafe with people sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
And a white kid beat you up.
No.
Yeah, no.
Two black kids. I look at my clock. The next thing I know, the kid breaks my nose, and I get a corn, and I'm down. Now, I had an umbrella on me.
Well, I bet you never checked the time again, did you?
I felt foul.
To this day, I don't know what time it is.
That could happen.
Anyway, it's the coldest day in May I've ever experienced.
Now,
let's get back into this.
I can't believe it's dark at noon again.
I went into automatic pilot. Now, I remembered what happened at the time when the cops were there.
The cafe was called automatic pilot.
Were following the kids. They knew who they were. They had done this before.
Yeah, the knockout
I took
game.
I was asked.
You were part of the knockout
on the grand jury. Do you remember? I remember going on the phone.
Testified.
I didn't remember.
I pressed charges on these innocent kids.
You went to the Supreme Court?
No.
You got knocked out in front of a gelato place and you went to the Supreme Court?
Bader Ginsburg, I bring to you.
Justice Scalia.
No. Italian hit me when I wasn't ready. I was checking the time.
No. I was called. I was subpoenaed. I was subpoenaed to come in. So I go in and they ask me, and I was charming. I was nice. I was
Little Ted Bundy and Air Jaw neck brace.
A real Ted Bundy.
No. I
only used the N-word 3 times that day.
I was charming.
But I mean,
that's what charming is. Less than 3 times of the N-word.
Should have been charming. A politician.
I was. I was charming. I should have been a politician. Thank you. But I remember going in the court. And the guy that got the confession out of them, the detective, he's talking to me and he's talking like Ian. He's going, the kids had a bad life. And I see the anti-crime people that arrested the guys. They're getting up and they're looking my way at the thing. As if the guy was trying to have me change the tone of my testimony. I was still charming and sweet. You know, I remember one of the questions. Well, how big was the bump? I said, it was as big as a plum. He says, how do you know it was big as a plum? Because it was shaped like a plum, and it was a plum hanging out of my eye. And they got up, you know. So I was charming, and I said that.
Real charming.
I was charming. I thought that was charming.
We'll get to the charming part.
What? That was charming. I didn't go like, I didn't play victim. That's what happened. Now,
I don't think that's the definition of charming.
Yeah, I thought that was charming, but it was. I think I was able to compartmentalize enough.
I didn't drool. I was charming.
Now, what?
These kids got locked
now,
up.
Now, all I know, I don't know. I didn't. You know what? I didn't even want
to
find out.
That kid went on to be Barack Obama.
I didn't want to.
The ultimate charmer.
He learned a lesson.
Yeah, he did.
I took the subpoena that I had. I put it in the box, and I've never looked at it again, and that was 13 years ago. I don't want to know.
How brave of you, dude. You got the subpoena on the phone.
Kids have been in jail for 13 years.
Well, let me tell you something. 3 years later, I'm walking to work, and I'm going. I see one of the kids handcuffed outside trying to break into a brownstone.
Whoa.
On the Upper East Side.
How do you know it was him? You recognize this kid.
Yeah, sure I did. Yeah. You don't forget what the kids look like. That's for sure. When you hit, no, you don't.
I believe you. You saw him when he knocked you out and in court.
But they had asked me, did anything else happen? No, and this is probably, I don't know if it would happen. I took my umbrella, I was on my back, and I shoved the umbrella in the ribs cage. It was an instant.
Like Jesus.
But I didn't remember it until later.
On the cross, when he got speared.
I speared him. But that was instinctive. Uh-huh. This guy put himself in a situation where it looked instinct. It was primal what that guy did to that poor kid. I don't know if it's a poor kid, but.
Wait a second.
Where are we?
Black doesn't mean she's poor,
no,
Jimmy.
No, right.
Are you relating?
What are we talking about?
Witness to this story.
What I'm saying is that
you're an insane person.
Really, you think? Why do you say that?
Continue. I want to hear this. Yeah, I want
to
hear this.
He's nagging you. He's trying.
I want to hear this.
He's trying to get in your pants.
I want to hear this conclusion.
I think that's it.
I don't know how many situations. The guy's a piano teacher. I don't know how many situations he was in where he was.
Oh, piano teachers are rough and tumble.
Yeah, dude, right. No, but
I know a few with face scars.
But what the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know, man.
What I'm saying what is this? He might. He looked like he reacted reflexively. He didn't look like he reacted like he thought he should have reacted.
Yeah. A fisherman. That's real in a swordfish. Get this fucking guy to wrap it up.
No, it does, because I don't think he gets into fights. That's the point. I don't think piano teachers get into fights.
You see that punch? That guy took a couple classes.
Yeah, I guess maybe not with children.
Yeah, his wife gets
swung those hips.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
He swung the hips into that.
His wife has a lot of plums on her face.
Yeah, that was a good throw.
Was it okay?
You got that was a good punch.
She's very charming.
She's very plumbing. Yeah, she's charming.
But yeah, you got knocked out, gamed by a bunch of black teens. So I understand that your perspective is going to be a little fucked up.
Racist.
I don't know if it's not racist.
It's not racist.
I'm going off of those three.
Yeah, me too. Has nothing to do with black kids.
Knocked out by black guys?
I got knocked out, gamed.
I've been fucking
knocked out, gamed?
Yeah. Dude, I was walking from my girlfriend at the time's house to my house in West Philly, and we were going by Malcolm X Park.
Oh, no.
Dude,
you ain't allowed there.
A dude came up to me and he was like, "Where are you going?" And I was like, "What?" He was like, "Where are you going?" And another dude came behind me and hit me in the back of the head. And I was like, "What is going?" It's like shocking, you know. You don't know what's going on. And then a dude picked up like a dyno, like BMX bike, and fucking hit me across the back, and I fell to the ground. And then they just like boot partied me and ran away.
What does boot party mean? They kicked you.
Yeah.
Better, like tap dance on them. Yeah, the knockout game is the city equivalent of suburban kids destroying property.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's something to do when you're a young, dumb kid.
Pumpkin smashing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a weird way to nullify it.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Because
dude.
You can run. You're running away when you're breaking, when you're doing.
Well, it's a form of destructive detachment.
Sure. Well, you're destroying a person versus property is significantly different.
Yeah.
Right. But I think it is a thing of like you're doing it with your friends to see what you can get away with.
It's the same mentality and revving up to something of like burning something down.
Yeah, you won't do it. You won't do it.
For sure. Yeah. But come on. Breaking windows and knocking out Jimmy's a little different.
Yeah, but I think if I grew up in an environment, I could totally see myself doing that to like impress my friends.
Agreed.
To like push each other.
Whisper in my ear on a daily basis and knock some dude out around fucking Penn
Station.
That
was the first fight I ever got in. It was a bunch of the old kids at the bus stop told me to knock a kid out.
Yeah.
And I knocked him out.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's culture.
Yeah.
Imagine that is your life like every day and you don't have much and all you have is
I was a little kid.
Right.
What were they?
I was like third grade.
Yeah, imagine what you would do when you were 13.
You knocked a kid out when you were in third grade.
I mean,
he's a molly logger.
Yeah, dude.
He was definitely not knocked out. But I punched him in the face and he laid on the ground and cried.
Yeah.
And also, I mean,
and then my mom.
That's how innocent that knockout was. He's probably like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had two parents. You had a good life. You were surrounded by like good stuff.
Any crime by this?
I mean, you can pretty much justify a lot of stuff.
Crime if we do this.
That's not any crime.
No, yeah, right.
Pretty much.
But I think a lot of crime stems from a bad background and poor choices.
Whoa, are you running for mayor?
Wow. Yeah. Did you just figure that out?
Are you running for mayor?
Well, what are we saying there?
Wait a second.
I don't care if it's a bad background. I have no time to psychoanalyze my nose being broken and my phone being scratched. I don't give a shit. I don't. You
Ian
go
played
into
the get the come out game. Just hold people down. Get all the come out.
Get it,
Ian. Get it.
Get the come out.
You think I won't get that come out game? You think I won't get that come out?
Get the come out game.
Knockout game is. Can you throw up the knockout game real quick?
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
You know what's funny?
It's fucked up. It's fucked up and wrong and terrible.
Shut up. You guys, I just saw the movie Glass.
It is terrible.
Yeah, it's rough. But in the movie, they have a knockout game. At the very beginning, there's a knockout game, and it's white kids.
Right, of course.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I was watching it, and they
is that the M. Night Shyamalan twist?
Yeah, I know. I was like, that
white up top.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, they're white?
Wow. They've been white the whole time.
But they are. And in that defense, they are Kenzo garbage people.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Oh, are they?
But
that makes sense.
They are Kenzo white garbage
Kenzo
people.
Kenzo garbage people nice are all on heroin, and they can't raise their arm
like
above
their
elbow.
It's like a normal row house in West Philly, or North Philly.
So you think they made the correct choice?
I'm saying they look like sweatpants wearing, live at their mom's house, North Philly kids.
Do you think there was a lot of white knockouts?
I think in that neighborhood, yes.
You do?
Because I've been in fights with those kids. Woo! Yes.
You think the knockout game was by white kids?
No, I'm saying in neighborhood by neighborhood, it changes.
And in that movie, they specifically said this is in that neighborhood?
If you
they did not. That as a choice, yes.
No, they did not. Saw it. And the only way you could justify it would be like, maybe it was the shitty
white
kids.
No, I saw it, and knowing Philadelphia, I was like, oh, this is North Philadelphia.
Yeah, everyone there is white trash white. Yeah.
But in the movie, there's a knockout game at the beginning, and of course...
Yeah, there should have been Star Wars title crawl of wide North Philly full of garbage white people.
That would have helped.
No. Right.
In a time where Percocets are currency.
Fired up, dude. Play knockout games with the Star Wars theme.
This is one I found. Says he tries it on the girl and then gets going. Check this out.
Oh, this is not a knockout game.
No. The other guy that's on the floor was the one trying to hit the other person.
Can we not show footage of white dudes beating up black people on this network?
You'll learn from that.
The white guy came in to help.
Yeah, they helped.
The black girl.
That was a woman winning the fight.
This is a positive.
Well, Jimmy got knocked. I actually got swarmed. That's a whole different thing with swarming.
Yeah, this is so.
Oh, I don't want to.
You were just justifying this.
I wasn't justifying.
This is just like when me and my friends rang and ran.
No, that's not what I said.
Actually, this is called knockout.
What'd you play, Shane?
We played ring and run.
Uh-huh. Right. I mean, but that was different because you were running away. The thrill was running away from it. This is not, I mean, you.
Well, they all ran away.
I think the thrill is also getting away.
They walked away. I don't see them running away. I just, boom, I did it, hey.
I got to be honest. It's tough to justify this crime in front of a dude who got knocked out.
I got knocked out.
You're scarred.
You a knockout game?
I took a beating a few times.
I imagine,
you got robbed.
But
I do understand where you're coming from. You're sitting here and being like, well, socioeconomics play into this. It's like, yeah, obviously.
Right. I'm not arguing.
These are still humans that should be accountable for their
Act. I'm not saying it justifies it to the point where it's like, let them go free. I'm just saying that there's a reasoning why these things happen.
Oh, I mean, do you think that I'm sitting here and it's like, well, it's because they're black and that's it?
No.
All right.
No, I think we're on the same page.
I totally understand what you're saying.
A boardwalk in 1988. On a hanger, you'd see that thing fucking.
This is a sick shirt.
It's wonderful.
Mighty Mighty Boss,
that is an awesome shirt.
I'm going to knock you the fuck out and take it after this.
Are you insulting me? Because that's the impression that I get.
I thought it was nice.
No, I don't like it. Fuck
you. Matches the hat.
But
don't look at me for.
The funny thing was that the cop that interviewed the guys and got the confession. He's talking. He's like Ian. He's like, they were going through a tough time. And he was talking about, you really don't want to know. And the guys that arrested them that were in the courtroom, they were the anti-crime guys that were there that saw it as well.
Sure. Steven. This is Steven in 20 years.
That's another I'll tell today. But they're getting up and I could feel the hair on their neck going up with this guy talking to me as if he was trying to change the tone of my testimony and said, I understand what's going on. It is probably sad. But I testified to the situation that happened. But it was almost like he felt bad. He got the confession out of me. He had to get the confession, and he had to get their trust.
Jimmy, you're making this like a Law and Order episode, dude.
Right, I know.
You got knocked out by a street fucking punk.
Two
of them hit you at the same time?
One did, one. But
you survived. You learned your lesson.
I love them like Jesus. That's all I do. I do.
Jesus didn't snitch, dude.
I put the box away. I don't even know the name. I don't even remember the name.
Jesus didn't.
That's it.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, glad we got into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
Time fly, or was this?
Time flew.
This was fun.
It was a nice one.
We had fun today.
What time's
the
episode over?
It was 15 minutes ago.
We stopped the stream, a while ago. We've just been talking. I didn't want to tell you guys.
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
Oh, this is fun.
Did we really?
We don't have to end. I watched, the listeners will love this. I watched Michael Moore's documentary on Amazon on 11/9 on how Trump got elected.
Oh, how was it?
It's pretty fucking good, dude. Yeah. I'm liberal as fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's all.
Oh, did you hear?
No.
Yo, did you hear about that? Did you hear about that guy, now. That dude in that Empire store in Chicago that got beat up?
What?
What? Did you hear about this?
Wait a second. I was ready to talk about Flint's water situation. I was fired up. Dude.
What'd you say?
All right, tell me about this black dude that got beat up.
This Terrence dude Howard. Who's on that show Empire. Reported.
Oh,
no, not Terrence Howard. Jesse Smollett.
Body Ventura
or whatever.
The blackface got beat up in Detroit.
He got like assaulted in Chicago at 2 a.m. in the blizzard, and then told the police that they were wearing like MAGA hats and that they were like, "This is Trump country," and they put a noose around him and put bleach on him. And everyone's like, "Can you believe that this is happening?" And it's like, "Nah, I'm pretty sure the story's completely made up."
Yeah. Did they show the footage?
Oh, dude, the police went through all the footage. They have footage
where that
of
comes
him.
Because I saw a comic book strip that someone posted today. It was like, "This is the America we're living in," and that was a like illustrated board.
Right, dude. The police scoured the footage. They have footage of him at the place when he said he got attacked, and they have no footage of any assault going on or anything. And he only had like a scratch on his face. And 45 minutes after he called the police, they show up in his apartment, and he still had the noose around his neck. And it's like, what racist bigot homophobes are intently watching Empire? And they're like, "We gotta get this guy." You know, at 2 a.m., they're just hanging out. Well, there he is, you know. Big fan. Die, Edward.
I'm like, a big fan.
So that's completely
the news we brought.
I mean, it sounds the more like details that are coming out, the more it's like, I think this guy lied.
We see a photo of this guy? Like,
oh, dude, he has a little. I think it was a Grinder hookup that went wrong. That's what I think. Yeah. And he just blamed it on this thing.
Ooh.
I think you're right.
Damn.
Have you ever had a Grindr hookup that was so bad you blame racism?
No, but it is scary.
Most Grindr hookups you would praise that. That is a
look at those eyes. That was eyes and lips, dude. That was a Grindr at least attempt.
Looks like he dipped his head in chapstick.
I can see where you're thinking that's the Grindr thing. Yeah.
Look at that halo.
He's just fucking shiny.
He just doesn't want to be like embarrassed by it, so he makes the thing up.
Yeah.
You know?
So he's saying that Trump supporters found him in Detroit.
He's saying that these guys were wearing ski masks. It was in the middle of the polar vortex. In the middle of the polar vortex, that they had MAGA hats on over ski masks, and they're going, "This is MAGA country in Chicago."
Yeah, right.
At 2 a.m. Yeah. And they're carrying around bleach and a noose.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about, man? Go with one, not all of them.
Yeah, you can't.
Blowing your racist load. You had said that they were like MAGA. It's like, oh, maybe. But then all the other things, like, we would have believed you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's a good move, though, because from his perspective, all he has to do is say that, and then he's like, and then if everybody doesn't Black believe Panther, him, he's like, "What are you, racist?"
Yeah, right.
I mean, you could, good for him.
Well, I don't know. It's I don't know if it's
are people
true
questioning
or
it or the cops questioning
they,
it?
The cops are slowly questioning.
Yo, you know what's fucked up? I just found this out. You know that Nathan Phillips, that Native American dude, not a Vietnam vet,
and not a good dude.
Yeah,
no, not a Vietnam.
Isn't that crazy?
Not Native American.
No, he's Hispanic.
Yeah.
Have you seen the whole video? Like the 20 minutes before with the black Israelites?
The black Israelites
are so funny.
You
blue-eyed Jekyll.
Could you please, dude, did you hear what the black Israelites were screaming at the Native Americans?
Yeah.
They were crushing them.
The Indian means savage. You can't pray to the sun. Are they prominent?
Doesn't he say something about totem poles? Doesn't he say you can't?
Dude, the black Israelites are cool as hell.
The black Israelites are like, the reason you guys lost your land and your culture is because you worship totem poles instead of God.
Yeah.
You deserve everything you got.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of white kids show up, and the whole country's like, "Look at these racist motherfuckers."
Yeah. And the black kids are like, "You incest babies."
Yeah.
And there's a black kid with the MAGA kids, and they go, "They're gonna harvest your organs."
Here's the thing: those dudes are crazy and funny.
Fucking
that
great.
White kid looks like you just want to hate him.
Oh, yeah.
You just want to punch him.
Yeah, but it turns out the white kids, no matter how gay they were fucking innocent.
Yeah. They still have a punchable face. He still has the most punchable face.
Yeah, but would you punch that little girl that was making fun of a black or retarded girl out front of Walmart?
Well, Jimmy's made me rethink of that all.
was that kid's face punched?
All I'm saying is if a 12-year-old asked me what time it is.
I want to be a teacher, Shane, and I want to teach lessons with these mitts.
Hell yeah. You better fucking learn, dude. Nathan should have found out not to drum in people's face.
That's so funny that he was like, I'll solve this.
And he's Hispanic, too, as you said?
No, I made that up. But he is not a Vietnam vet, which is hilarious.
The black Israelites out front of, like, what's that? By City Hall?
Well, they're always in front of One Penn
in City
Hall.
There's no speech. They just immediately start like roasting anyone that walks by. It's like a comic that like starts gets heckled and then just starts crushing the front row for no goddamn reason.
They're always the best for yelling Jew real loud. Yeah. Like, you're, like pointing at people
immediately
and saying
angry.
Jew.
There's no message first.
You know Louis Theroux, the documentarian.
Yes.
There's
so funny.
There's footage of him going to their like palace or like their headquarters,
so
and there's a painting on the wall of a black Israelite stepping on the Pope's face,
on
a horse with blood and everything, and he goes, so, what is that? And he goes, well, that's the Pope getting murdered and all the whites having the blood of their evil running out of their bodies, and that's going to happen by the year 2000. And he goes, oh, right.
And he's sitting there, and the black Israelites are naming all these people that were white or black historically. He's like, look at this textbook. All these English kings was black. And he's like, is this a black person? And Thoreau's like, I mean, it's just a painting.
Like, yeah.
Are they black? He's like, could be. He's like, exactly.
And then he starts naming historical figures.
He's like, was William Shakespeare black? Absolutely.
Yeah. Just, Abraham Lincoln. He was.
Abraham Lincoln. He's like, that's still up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, isn't that a thing now? But Abraham Lincoln was black? Like, people believe that, right?
Oh, here it is. This is the best thing. Look at this, dude. This is Compound Media. A lot of people don't know that. This is the intro to Compound Media.
Louis Theroux.
What's your title? Journalist?
Presenter.
Yeah.
Okay. You have cards. So we have a future record.
Hey, look at those sick outfits.
CID?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to convert just for that
CID
outfit.
And your ID?
Yeah. Straight out of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, dude.
Is everyone wearing their
Sub-Zero
normal
credit score,
or is this a special occasion?
No, this is the occasion we
have Mortal Kombat. Sub-Zero credit score.
Oh, okay.
What if they could start fighting Indiana Jones at any
this
time?
This is great. Right? Scary, isn't it? This is scary. It's a powerful painting.
Yeah.
He's coming back on the white horse. And he's coming back. He's going to take down the white man's Edomites. That's why your Pope is down there. Well, it's going to happen by the year 2000.
Finish him, and it's just a plate of ribs.
Finish some grains first.
Oh my God!
Keep going, dude. Play it.
Dude, when they do the historical figure game, woo!
Towards the end.
Yeah. You just sit with the dead Pope behind him. Oh, contemplating.
Of course.
Yeah.
Is that John Oliver?
That's the nicest black.
No, but that is Dave Temple.
He's so nice. He's so warm.
Charcoal to me.
Yeah.
That's King George of England. Yeah. The light-skinned black man.
You clearly see the Vikings as black men.
Vikings
Do you
are black.
See that with your glasses?
No.
These are
nails. Nails.
Holy shit, what the fuck was that?
Nails.
That guy's got pure cut coke.
I'm asking you simple question.
Damn, axes
without
on the hat.
For any threats,
ancient Jewish art.
Can you see that these are black?
Frodo Baggins.
Can you see
they are black people. Blacks.
Give the man a hand. We got to give him a little hand.
Yeah, black people.
He finally came out. What you do historically is
I love
you
it they have ISIS cameras.
You come in and you whitewash everything. Jesus is a black man. They know that in his hometown. But when you come to America and you go to England or wherever...
Are you guys so tired? You're sitting down while
lecturing.
Now,
you want to talk about hatred and racism. That's blatant hatred and racism.
Shall I go back to my team?
Certainly.
Yeah.
I like that they say his hometown. They call Jerusalem his hometown.
Yeah.
Like a guy is sitting in a chair like, Jesus! Yeah, he's black. He's black.
Yeah, here he is.
Nice to meet you.
Hell yeah.
He flew in.
Constantly.
Imagine sitting next to that dude on the flight.
Money. Rough. How much of your shovel thumb?
How about Shom Yom Shabra Thump?
That's what you have to do at the front desk.
Can I give you a list of historical figures, figures from history, and you'll tell me whether or not they were white or black?
Shoot, give me a best shot.
Where do we start? Okay, Beethoven.
Black.
Beethoven's black.
Mozart. Black. Cleopatra.
She looked black, but she was white.
She looked black, but
listen,
she was white?
Listen, you're not answering my question. It's not the color of your skin.
Look at his fucking nails.
You're being judged by, but the seed of your father.
William Shakespeare.
Undoubtedly.
Wait, he only has nails on one hand.
Abraham Lincoln.
Just is right.
That's still in debate.
What do you mean? You don't know if he's black or white?
We're not saying that he was black. It's a possibility.
Christopher Columbus.
He was white.
Henry VIII.
There's people that you swear are white today that are black. For example, a famous singer looks like a white man.
No, not that.
Dances like a black man. Sings like a black man.
I thought it was
but
Michael
he
Jackson.
Looks like a white man. But he's a black man.
Who?
They're talking about Snow. Jones.
Tom Jones.
That's right.
Tom Jones a duck.
Trace your family.
Tom Jones is actually a duck.
Sings like a black man, walks like a black man. Tom Jones a duck.
Welcome here. If you're not, we'll see you in captivity.
Jesus.
Hey, there you go.
Tom Jones dances like a black... Is there a video of Tom Jones dancing like a black man?
No, because if we watch it, we'll all be pregnant. We're not watching Tom Jones dance.
If you watch Tom Jones, he rips off James Brown. If you watch how he dances, he's a little slow.
Watch Tom Jones is not dancing like James Brown.
Yeah, he
when
is.
My parents
really?
Saw him
he's
in
got moves like that?
Yeah, when my parents saw him in concert
like
at
suits
Westbury Music
Elvis
Fair,
Elvis was ripping all black music.
Wait, your parents
saw Tom Jones.
No wonder your dad's beating the shit out of your mom. She probably started yapping about that.
Right. But
you can't have a woman.
He ripped his pants on stage dancing.
Look at all these blacks.
You're saying this dude is fucking James Brown?
Wait, look at this dude snapping
like he's at church. Put on James Brown. No. See who doesn't
side
come.
By side.
Let's put a counter on.
Tom Jones split.
This
black.
Is insane. James Brown is
throwing the footage of ITC Entertainment Group
on his feet.
Black.
You heard.
She looks white.
Like a sex machine, man. Yeah. Moving, oh, doing it, you know.
Crazy. Let's go ahead and close to this.
See this.
Let's close this show to this shit.
Let me see these feet.
Get up. Get on up. Get up.
Damn.
Get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. I'm like a sex machine. Get on up.
You know, get up. Into, like, a fucking...
Get on up.
Yeah.
Get up.
This dude plays in the Springfield Mall. He's like, I don't need no shirt. I don't need no jacket. Give me that bet.
Dude, we played a black football team.
Yeah,
and
just dance on
you coming out. Their warm ups to the James Brown shit, and we were all sitting there just like,
after the we're fucked.
So
they warmed up to this, and it was like, fuck. Honky's come out to like AC/DC and shit.
Search James Brown dancing. God. I want to see this dude fucking.
Nobody plays it like the brothers, huh?
It is.
He gets pretty fucking loose.
It is pretty sick that Tom Jones gets to live through the black apocalypse.
Yo, there's a
documentary
on Showtime about Leonard Skinner.
He's got moves.
Really fucking interesting.
Skinner's the shit.
Skinner's the best, dude.
Yeah.
Custer said one of the funniest things about Custer was making fun of because everybody's like black guys playing jazz and like all like how white guys stole rock and roll. And he was like, you think four black kids are gonna play Stairway to Heaven? Yeah, dude, that's the white guys came up with some good.
I love how you put
too.
That song and everybody just
Look at Tom Jones, man. He's fucking jiving.
Ass off, dude.
Look at him. Look at that.
What was great is everybody had a pair, and I was just like at a fifth grade party, like so. Put him, play him again.
Only one thing about Tom Jones that was black.
There he is.
Tell us, George Carlin.
Somebody woke him up.
He had a big dick.
He had a big dick?
Yeah.
Tom Jones, yeah.
Him, he
you
had
saw
a
his dick?
Piece and,
no, I heard it.
You heard he had a big dick?
Along with Uncle Milton.
He went to grade school with him, dude.
Makes sense. I bet Tom Jones had a big dick.
Jimi Hendrix had a hog.
Milton Berle had like a legendary hog.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that everyone in Hollywood knew about. It fucking
Milton Berle?
Yeah.
God.
It fucked that town up for like 30 years.
Yeah. It's like the uterus of whatever woman he slept with.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones, big dick. I think you guys want to kiss?
No. Jimmy wants to get knockout game with sick, Jimmy wants to get knockout game with Tom Jones' dick.
You two kissing?
Be nice.
Be nice and kiss each other.
No, I don't. Nice that's not what it is. You don't understand.
This is the updated Howard Stern where we have two elderly men.
Two elderly men kiss game.
Yeah, the whack off pack.
The kiss game.
The whack off pack.
Jesus God.
Woo!
Troops, God.
The whack off pack. Holy shit.
All right, boys.
Yeah.
That was great. That was good.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun, man.
My favorite part was when you defended that guy for beating
him. You didn't defend the guy!
Shit to happen.
Oh, I love you all. I love black people. I love bum, white
bum,
people.
Bum, 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 bum. Get up! Turn the fucking show off, would you?
Still going.
Turn it off.
God damn, that was fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, fellas.
I am pretty drunk.
Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up. Machine. Get on up. Wait a minute. Shake your arm.